I'll bring you the rain report for April 16th, 2011 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with this week's rain report. Each year, the Dayton Hamvention bestows its Amateur of the Year award on one ham operator. In 2002, it was Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP. This year, it's the first Dayton recipient in 30 years to be awarded this prestigious obelisk. She's Shirley Roberts, N8LX, who happens to be blind. We now conclude Hap's conversation with Shirley.
I know that when I got the call for winning the 2002 Amateur of the Year for the Dayton Hamvention, it was one of those very, very rare times that I was speechless. That's just unheard of for the blabbermouth that I am. How about were you? What was your reaction when you got that phone call?
My reaction was I was just totally astonished and flabbergasted. First, I actually thought it was a joke. I must tell you that when I first got the call, to kind of backtrack a little bit, as I had said earlier in this interview, I am in charge of the information line for Dayton Hamvention. When the Hamvention chairman called me, he told me that he had some information to give me since I'm in charge of that phone line and do get a number of questions. It's a phone line that people call into. They leave messages, and then I check the voicemail and call people back. He told me that he had some information that he needed to give me because I might get some questions, particularly about the award winners and that the awards committee had picked the award winners. So he started out telling me about the Amateur of the Year. Very nonchalantly told me that the Amateur of the Year for this year was N8LX. For those of you who don't know me, N8LX happens to be my call sign, as Hap mentioned earlier in this interview. When I first heard him say that, my initial reaction was, okay, now that the joke's over, who really won the award? I was sure the whole thing was a joke. He assured me that this was not a joke, that I was the actual winner of it, that he, you know, would not joke about something of that nature. I still couldn't quite grasp it. I said, well, you know, this isn't April Fool's Day, so, you know, what's really happening here? He did manage to convince me that it was real, and he had several other gentlemen on the phone with him who were very quiet, and I didn't even know they were there for several minutes, but oh my goodness. Talk about being speechless. They definitely left me speechless. I had no idea what to say. I was just totally in shock. What an honor. In the amateur radio community, there's really no bigger honor than to win an award of this type. I think it took me several days to believe it and for it to really sink in. Shortly after they called me, and I assume they must have called the other award winners about the same time, they did put a little announcement on the website, which also went out to numerous other places, which said who the award winners were and that there would be more information about them as time went on. But several times in the next few days, I kind of looked at that website and read my name and call, and it's like, gosh, this really is me. I've actually won this thing. You know, I'm reading this name and call, and you almost feel like you're reading about another person. It just really can't be yourself that you're reading about.
If someone who's blind or visually impaired listening to this on a scanner or on the rainreport.com, they're not a licensed ham, and they're wondering, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I'm not very good at tests and mathematics and so forth. What would you tell them?
Oh, I would tell them that it's something that you certainly ought to give a shot at. The question pools now are all multiple choice. Everything that you're going to get asked is out there in available format, whether you want to either get it on tape from Handy Hams. If you're not familiar with Handy Hams and you don't have internet access or anything like that, you could certainly have someone look it up for you. So you can get quite a bit from them on tape. You can get a lot of information on the internet. There are a lot of books available, whether you need them in audio or large print or whatever. As I said, all of the question pools are available, all the study material. so you can actually go over the multiple choice questions ahead of time. If you've got internet capability, you can even get on the internet and take practice tests until you feel comfortable with them. There is no Morse code requirement anymore. That takes a lot away from people who have been concerned about that.
You're listening to a conversation between 2011 Amateur of the Year recipient Shirley Roberts, N8LX, and Rains Hapali, KC9RP.
It is a great hobby for blind people. There's no doubt about it. Whether you want to do it just for the fun of it, to be able to communicate with friends or family or meet new people, or whether you want to be able to help with emergency communication, or whether you want to be able to assist in public service events. There's just so much available in this hobby, and it's such a good way to get to know people, especially if you're going to be doing any traveling. I know when my husband and I were in Florida for part of the winter, there are always ways to make contacts with new people. We looked up clubs before we went there. I looked up clubs. I did it myself. I looked up clubs in the area on the internet and made contact with those groups and found out when meetings were, and we went to meetings, met people. You can certainly look up frequencies in the area if you just want to get on the radio, talk to people locally or whatever the case may be. It's always a good way to meet new people and get into groups, find things to do, and wherever you go, you're going to be able to make friends. I would definitely encourage anyone who's visually impaired that has even the least bit of interest, the possible thought of any kind of getting into this hobby, to certainly check it out and give it a try.
If it weren't for amateur radio, you and I never would have met 20 years ago.
That's very true. I can remember hearing you or hearing about you on a publication for the blind, so I knew that you existed, but I never would have even known about you. One day, I heard you on one of the repeaters here in Dayton. I'm pretty sure it was the 14511 that we were talking about earlier. I heard your voice, and I knew I had heard this voice before, that I had heard you on this other publication, so I decided to say hello to you because I knew who you were, and I wanted to make your acquaintance at the time. And
it's been downhill ever since.
That's right. I was going to say, as a result, we've ended up being friends, but since you decided to tell the truth, that's okay.
What email address can they use to get in touch with you, Shirley?
Probably my call, N8LX, November 8, Lima X-ray, at ARRL.net.
N8LX at ARRL.net.
This concludes a conversation between Shirley Roberts, N8LX, recipient of the 2011 Amateur of the Year Award, and Hapali, KC9RP. Congrats to Shirley. Keep an eye out for her this year at Dayton Hamvention, scheduled for the weekend of May 20th in the Hera Arena in suburban Trotwood, Ohio. Chances are you'll spy her loitering in the rain booth, number 329. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2011. Rain. All rights are reserved. Now, for everyone connected with Rain, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.